This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Don't forget, Kevin Willard will join us in just about 35 minutes. That's coming up at 9:40. He's the head coach of the Terps. They're taking on the Gators Thursday night in San Francisco. The pregame starts at 7 p.m. on Team 980 in just a few days. So we wanted to get into the Caps here. Big game tonight. Caps are at the Jets, two best teams in the entire NHL, two teams with the most points getting together. And we wanted to get some calls on this at 800-636-1067. Will you be bummed if Ovi doesn't break Gretzky's goal record this season? Does it matter to you if he doesn't get to 895?
I think obviously it would be super exciting. That means he would go on a little rush here, and I mean, it would be a great lift off into the playoffs. But on the other hand, I do think it would be awesome to have something to look forward to at the beginning of next season. It would be something you could build even more anticipation for over the summer months. So I could kind of be swayed either way. But certainly, what would be my preference? Preference is this year. But I don't think it's a catastrophe if he comes up, let's say, one or two short.
Can you imagine if he ties it this year and what the ticket sales for the first game for next year would be?
They'll be just out of control.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah, it'll be crazy.
Is there another record where they include postseason goals? And where would he stand?
I would have to look that up.
I mean, probably not that high
because they haven't had many deep runs.
Just curious. Well, I mean, it's got to be high because, no, I'm not saying only postseason goals. I'm saying add his postseason
goals.
You know, what's
not
he
sure.
got? 20, do you think he has 20 postseason goals?
Oh, I mean, definitely has more than that.
I have no idea.
He's got to have way more than that. I mean, he had a boatload just in the year of the cup run in 2018.
All right, so
I don't know how many
all-time goals leader in postseason is Wayne Gretzky with 122.
All right, and how many does Ovi have?
Ovi has 72.
All right, so he has 72.
So he's 50 behind.
So if you add 72 postseason goals to his chase.
Yeah, but then you have to add the 122 to Wayne Gretzky.
Right.
So he would have a 50-goal spread.
So he'd have a 50-goal spread, okay.
Personally, I think it's great. Look, I'm getting greedy about the great chase because I'm going on the road next weekend to Long Island to see if he can possibly tie or break.
So you would definitely be disappointed.
No, I won't be disappointed because for me, it's always about
postseason.
The team doing well and the team making a deep cup run and maybe getting a second Stanley
See,
Cup.
See, Cakes knows it's coming, so it kind of doesn't matter to him when it happens.
It's coming either.
I mean, you would love for it to happen when you're there.
It'd be
watching,
great.
But yeah.
But again, that's selfish. Like, if you had your druthers, he breaks it at home at Capital One Arena in front of home fans.
Would you rather him break it at home this year or break it at home next year? Break it on the road this year versus break it at home next year. What would you rather have? Break it on the road this
break
year
it at home.
Or break it
at,
or just wait. Don't get that goal on the road.
Wait and break it at home.
Wait, break it at home next year.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
Delayed gratification.
What about this idea? Let me throw this out. What if he breaks it this year, they go on a run, they're hoisting the cup, knock on wood, right, and so then he says, I'm Dunsky. So he
fine.
Yeah, but what if he doesn't break the record, he's not gonna say I'm Dunsky. He's gonna at least come back for another year.
Breaks record, lifts the second Stanley Cup, and then rides off into the sunset.
If he did that this year. But what if he does? So you might want him to not break it, win the cup, and then you know you're gonna get him back for another year. There's no way he retires if he's like two goals short.
No, of course not.
But there is a possibility that he breaks the record, wins the cup this year, and
then
says,
walks.
You know what? There's no better time to walk.
I'd be completely fine with that.
You wouldn't want to see another year?
Hold on. You're telling me he breaks the record. He breaks Gretzky's record.
He would do anything for another cup.
And he wins the Stanley Cup in this season.
Yeah, but then you never see him play again.
Fine.
Versus.
Because he goes out completely
on
top.
No, but here's the other thing. Win the cup, but don't break the record. And then so you get the cup. That's all anybody really cares about. But if he doesn't break the record, you know he's coming back. I think I would rather him.
But Cakes
not.
Would rather have the cup than the record.
Yeah,
right.
As long as
we all would.
As long as we get the Stanley Cup.
Am I articulating the scenario correctly?
You're saying don't break it.
Don't
win the cup. Comes
and then
back,
he's guaranteed to come back.
And then you know he's coming back. If he breaks it and he wins the cup, there is a percentage chance you never see him play again.
As long as we win a second Stanley Cup, I don't care if he plays one more second or 10 more years.
But if he wins the Stanley Cup and he doesn't break the record, he's definitely coming back.
Of course.
Yeah.
He's not,
I think that's
he's not
what
gonna
I prefer.
Leave, he's
I
not,
prefer he breaks it next year.
He's not going to leave it with two or three goals and then just say, I'm going
Did
back
I just
to Russia.
Wrap my brain into a pretzel?
Yeah. Hold on. Why would you not want him to break it and win the cup this
because
year?
Because then he might not come back.
Well, that's amazing.
Yeah,
he's
okay
just literally
that.
Going out as the greatest player.
I'm selfish. I'd rather
it's
see him
the greatest
play more.
It's the greatest storybook ending ever.
Yeah, I'd rather see him.
I love seeing him, too.
I'd rather see him play
here's
another
the
year.
Best part. Here's the best uptick. They're in great hands. Look at the way the team has been built while Ovi is chasing his record. Like,
right.
It's not like Ovi would leave, and then all of a sudden the team just falls apart, and they're a
no,
bottom
I'm not
feeder.
Saying they're going to fall apart. You just you get so much pleasure watching Ovi. Like, he's so
I've
fun
had 20
to watch.
Years of it. It's been a great run. I've enjoyed all 20 years
I selfishly
of it.
Want more.
Here's why I think it will be a bummer if he doesn't do it in the next few weeks. It will get lost in the fall sports in October when he breaks the record. World
I don't
Series.
Think so.
100%.
College football.
College
not
football.
Locally.
NFL.
Maybe nationally, but not locally. Maybe nationally, you might be right.
Well, yeah. I mean, care about nationally. I care about everyone talking about Ovi and him getting his credit that he's finally due or that he deserves. I mean, we in this town, we all know Ovi's great. He is appreciated here. I want Ovi to be appreciated all over the country.
I like how you want
to,
be, right.
to be recognized as one of the greatest hockey
valid,
players of all time.
I think
time.
It's a valid argument.
Instead, they're going to be talking about Pitt versus Virginia Tech on Thursday Night Football.
Personally, I think his legacy is already cemented.
It's
like he
seven.
Won a cup. He's going to be the top goal scorer of all
he
time.
He needs 7 and 12 games.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right. Well, let's touch the people.
All right. 800-636.
Would you be upset if he did not break it this year?
106.7.
Or at least tied it.
I think I'm going on record. I want him next year. I hear Drab's argument. There's some validity to that.
I'm starting to think he's not going to break it this year. Unless,
yeah, that's
unless
a good,
he goes
that's a crazy run.
Two goals tonight, and then you're
unless he goes for two tonight in Winnipeg, yeah. Like he's falling behind the pace.
Of course.
At this point.
Chris, what's up?
What's up, boys? How you doing?
Hey, doing great. What do you think?
You know, I was actually on the other side until I just heard Drab. In his point, makes perfect sense. I actually love the build-up right now. I think mm-hmm. if we can get it done this year, it's going to have so much more effect for hockey, whether it be here or nationally, than it would if it happened in the fall. So, Drab, you changed my mind.
Did I have you thanks, before Drabby? Did I have you?
Influencer.
Yeah.
Chris?
I was EB, kind of, because I have season tickets, and obviously I want to see it. So the beginning of next year would be great if it was a home game, but still, Drabby got me.
Okay. All right, he got
congrats,
you.
Congrats, Drab.
I think it was a good argument. I kind of agree with
I think
with
it's
Drab.
A good argument, but I'm not I think there's also convinced more, he's right.
I also think there's more flair if he passes it this year. There's a little more pizzazz. Like, let's say he finishes one short this year. That's a dud. Game
it's like
one
winning
or two.
Your 300th game in April. Yeah. It's not as big a deal.
If he comes up one short, yeah. I think I blame Cakes. Didn't
because
he,
the injury?
The injury
he jinxed him.
The injury jinx.
Yeah. Okay, it's my fault.
All right, 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in on the Ovi deal.
I mean, just think about,
Juju would you be disappointed?
Just think about how long ago he would have already broken it if he didn't miss that
time.
Oh,
yeah, he missed like 5 weeks.
Yeah. It was extended.
It was a sizable chunk of the season.
Marcus, what's up, man? You're on with the Junks.
What's going on, guys? How are we doing this morning?
Hey, Marcus. Good, how are you?
Good. I guess I'm kind of a pessimistic about this one. I would much rather him break it now. You know what I mean? Team's on a roll. He breaks the record. We get the Stanley Cup. I mean, it feels right to do it now because, you know, you kind of look till next year and this, what are we going to get next year? You know what I mean? Say he does, you know, not say he does. If he doesn't break it this year, of course, he'll break it next year. But say the team's not as good. And then he breaks it earlier in the season. And then what do you really have to look forward to the rest of the year?
Well, why would the team drop off significantly next year? Aren't they kind of set up here to get on another little run?
Absolutely.
The way they've transformed the roster?
I would hope so. I'm just saying, this is just my mind thing. I want it now, and it's close now, and it's within reach now.
You could taste it.
I don't want anything weird to happen next year where we just have a fall off, and now he got the record, and we're just watching.
What do you think? If he gets the record this year, which is very possible, mm-hmm. and they win a cup, which it may not be very possible, but it's certainly possible. Like, it's okay. Definitely, they're a major,
they're
going to
be
major,
the one seed.
They're one of the favorites, right?
Okay.
What's the likelihood he walks off and that's it this year?
I'll say this. I love nothing more than watching Alexander Ovechkin play. Right. I love nothing more than watching him play. I would be 110% satisfied if he got the record, got the cup, and rode off into the sunset.
It's a great way to go.
Play,
it is a great way to go, but you know what also is great? Fine.
$10 million.
Oh, $10 million
repeat.
And 900 goals. Because he's within reach of 900 goals, obviously. He doesn't want to leave it at 897, 898. He wants 900.
Yeah. But I mean, then if he gets the 900, then what's going to stop us from wanting him to get the 920 or 950? It's just like a never-ending cycle.
I know, we're greedy. We want more.
Don't you think he could still do this for several more years?
Absolutely.
Seems like it.
But it's a loose comparison. But you know how boxers, they kind of keep going when their time's up, and then it kind of diminishes them a little bit. I don't want that to happen.
Okay.
He's great right now, and if he gets it. End it and just ride off, man.
All right. Thank you, Marcus. By the way, what do you think, Jason?
In his last 12 games, he's got 5 goals. So he needs, in the next 12, he needs 7.
Yeah.
So that's a really good run.
Do you think if he breaks it and he wins a cup, he's done? That's a perfect ending for him?
It's probably 50-50, but I would probably lean towards yes.
You think he's done?
How many young kids does he have?
Doesn't he just love it?
Does he have two young kids?
Two young boys.
He loves hockey. Look, if he retires,
there's no real
he's going to KHL.
There's no real story to go to 900 goals.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
There's no real story to that.
The only reason why he would do it, it would be to just keep, because he loves the playing for the Caps and being here in D.C. But if he retires, he's going to the KHL.
It would be a great way to go.
He's not going to quit playing hockey.
Nobody
thinks that.
No idea.
The word is he's going to play. Eventually, he's going
to
play there.
He wants to go with Pootie Poot.
Well, he wants to play in his homeland.
Well, somebody's
going to
pay him $15 or $20 million a year to play
in his homeland.
In his old age, he would take that money.
Yeah.
There's no way he would turn that
down. But the odds of both of those happening this year are very small.
Right. All right, don't forget, coming up at 9:40, Kevin Willard, head coach of the Terps. He's going to join us from San Francisco as the Terps are readying to take on the Gators Thursday night. That's coming up at 9:40.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almacid. Almacid is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almacid. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.